This dictation is on Ellen, E-L-L-E-N, Perkins, P-E-R-K-I-N-S. Date of birth is 10/15/78. This 34-year-old female presents with a concern of nasal congestion and intermittent right ear pain. She reports that about 3 days ago, she developed significant nasal congestion and some intermittent stabbing pain of her right ear. She's tried some Mucinex that has not been helpful. She continues to use her nasal saline. She denies any fevers. She's had a mild sore throat. She does get pressure along her sinuses. On a separate issue, we switched her from fluoxetine to venlafaxine, 75 milligrams BID. She reports that she seems to be doing pretty well on this medication, but she feels like it makes her wake up some in the middle of the night. Objective vital signs are listed. Her affect is appropriate. Her skin is pink, warm, and dry. Breath sounds are equal and clear. Her heart rate's regular with no murmur. TMs are grossly within normal limits. There is a slight air fluid level bilaterally. No erythema. They are not bulging. Her oral pharynx is benign. Her neck is supple with a few shoddy anterior cervical lymph nodes. She does have pressure over her sinuses, but no true pain with percussion. Assessment is a URI. Plan reassurance was given that this seems. Number one, URI. Number two, depression. Plan, reassurance was given that this seemed to be a cold at this point. I encouraged her to continue with the conservative measures that she's using. I did write her an FNAP prescription for amoxicillin 875, 1 POBID for 7 days. This expires on Monday, 1/28/13. She knows she's to take this if her ear pain becomes constant and she develops a fever with the ear pain. For her depression, we're switching her to the extended release, so I wrote her a prescription for venlafaxine ER 75 milligrams 1 PO daily, number 30 with 5 refills. She's to let me know if she feels like this dose is sufficient. She also had questions about her height, that her height today was 5'7.5". Looking back on records, we did have her at 5'8.5", but that was many years ago. On reviewing the records, I don't see that we have done a complete physical on her since she went to college. She did have a pap while she was in college, but she has not had one since. I strongly advise that she makes an appointment to have a physical with a pap and fasting labs. She verbalizes agreement to this plan. This is the end of the dictation on Ellen Perkins.